listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lauren Howarth with your news briefing. The site used by hackers to upload stolen Medibank data has been on the fritz, but experts reckon the problems are short-lived. It's theorised the Russian-based organisation might have been attacked themselves as international law agencies try to bring them to justice. Reformed hacker Bastian Treptl says it will take a lot to bring them down if the scale of their operations is like other groups.
This was pre-COVID, but we went and checked out one of these organisations in Asia. And they had 180 staff, four-storey building, psychologists that had been university-trained in Australia. They have proper businesses.
Federal police have worked with detectives in India to arrest a man accused of murdering an Australian woman 4 years ago. 24-year-old Toya Cordingley was found dead on a beach near Cairns. Authorities say the process of extradition to Australia will start soon. Victorians are heading to the polls today to cast their vote in the state election, following a campaign marked by big spending promises and cost of living pressures. And Sydney's iconic Bondi Beach has temporarily turned nude. Around 2,000 people are stripping off to raise awareness for sun safety and skin cancer, with world-renowned photographer Spencer Tunick capturing the spectacle. Tonya Goldbird from Waverley Council says it's an honour to be chosen for the art project.
It's extraordinary. I mean, he's shot in some pretty remarkable locations around the world. In Sydney, he's previously shot on the forecourt of the Sydney Opera House.
A crucial match for the Socceroos at the World Cup tonight. The Aussies need to either win or draw against Tunisia to be in with a chance of advancing from the group stage. There's been a bit of a reshuffle in the fullbacks, with Nathaniel Atkinson ruled out due to injury. And Eels recruit Josh Hodgson believes he has more to give after recovering from a third knee reconstruction. He's told Nine he's not ready to retire just yet.
I certainly could have probably took the easy road and be sat on a beach somewhere and just having a beer and not worrying about too much, but I'm not ready to do it yet.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.